views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The truth is funny. With Colette Steffen, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Steffen.
Hi, this is Colette Marie Steffen. Welcome to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned for the next hour to experience the instant relief of your information that you can receive from your intuition. Shift happens every Wednesday morning at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time, live on the radio waves and in the archives at thetruthisfunny.com and at transformationtalkradio.com. The energetic shifts are still accessible through what I call HSN, the Higher Self Network, if you're listening later. So on today's show, I have one of my favorite energetic practitioners here. We love to hear from you. You can feel free to call in 1-800-930-2819. I have Phil Free here with me today. And he first began using energy work to improve his life when he was affected by allergy symptoms in 1998 and has continued to apply energy techniques for everyday issues to facilitate improvements for himself, his family, friends, clients, and feels strongly that others can benefit from it too. Phil was born and raised in San Francisco to French parents. He grew up bilingual and received a journeyman certificate from the Musicians Institute in Los Angeles in 2001. Phil has lived up and down the coast of California before settling in Tucson, Arizona in 2009 with his family. So Phil and I met in 2008, and we have been working with each other ever since, and working with each other to increase our skills and to find better tools to shift energy. Are you there, Phil?
Yeah. Hi. Thanks for having me.
Oh, I'm so happy to have you on the show. We wanted to talk, you and I usually connect before the show and we kind of figure out what we feel is the maybe weakest link for people, this coming week, basically. And, you and I wanted to talk about the communication between opposite sex, and the effect that has on the world and also the effect that it has on each of us individually. So I'm just going to give you the floor here and, give us your thoughts on that.
Well, sure. I mean, the first thing about that topic that I want to bring to everyone's attention is that it seems very obvious in my perception that male and female energy is equal, and it's represented in the yin yang symbol and in many other symbols and other things where we see an equality of a 50-50. So anytime, we have a situation where something is 50-50, then there's no use really sort of arguing about who's better, because really they're working in tandem to create, to make the whole function. So really to sit there and argue about, is one better than the other is really just a waste of time, So I notice in our culture and in our world, we'd love to do that. We'd love to have this battle of the sexes where, we're constantly looking who's better, who's not better, whatever, instead of looking at, working together. And it's definitely true that there's some differences between the feminine energy and the masculine energy. At the same time, each and every one of us can get in touch with it because we are created from both masculine and feminine energy. And so whether we're a man or a woman, we could definitely tune into that energy and, be aware of it, be sensitive to it, and tune into our own, man and woman side in a sense. And then it's easier to relate to other men and women when we really understand how these two sides work together.
And when the two sides are working together, that's when we have that balance. And, you know, masculine energy quite often resides in the right side of the body. That's the energy of moving forward, taking steps of action in the third dimensional plane. It's also like looking towards the future. So a lot of times, if there's a weakness in the masculine energy in a person's perception of their own masculine energy, or they have weaknesses, let's say they're a woman and they have weaknesses to men, or even if they're a man and they have weaknesses to men. And then on the other side, on the left side of the body is where a lot of our feminine energy is. And that generally is about the past. It's about creativity and, you know, more of an intuitive way of thinking, less than the logical way. And so quite often, if people have physical problems on the left side of their body, it's from an imbalance in that feminine energy, say a woman who is not strong to being a woman energetically, or a woman or a man who's not strong to the female energy. And so those are some shifts that, like, when we're speaking right now, what we're doing is we're tuning into the energy that we're feeling from the people who will be listening to this now, listening to it later, and even those out there who energetically are not aware that they're not in alignment. And, you know, do you want to just talk a little bit about how to get into that alignment and what that feels like?
Right. Well, we want to be centered. So that, you know, putting our attention on this midline of ours really can help that, putting our focus there. That's the line that bisects our body from left to right, the vertical line that runs along our belly button, our nose, et cetera. So that line, just putting our attention there centers us. Literally, it's our center point, you know, from left to right, and it centers our mind. So when we get in touch even with the topics that we just brought up, like if it triggers negative thinking or reactions in people, that they put their attention on their midline immediately when they notice that, that will be the first step in helping. So it's really identifying our triggers is a big part of it. And that's one way to do it, you know, but you have to sort of be able to hold that space of clearing, which is like holding that midline in many ways.
And like that allows us a neutrality. And, mm-hmm. and you know, we don't want to confuse neutrality with indifference. Indifference mm-hmm. is a totally different thing than neutrality. Neutrality is when you're in a place that you can see both sides clearly and you're strong to both extremes. And so then once you get strong to one side or the other, you're, you know, being masculine, being feminine, then you have this balance, this ability to be in the eye of the storm when there's chaos around. And, you know, a lot of times people, you know, it's really quite a lot of different ways that people can get put off center. mm-hmm. And so a lot of the information out there and just the how women are supposed to behave, you know, how men are supposed to behave. And this is like defined, you know, very young by our subconscious mind when we're growing up, like in the first 7 years of our life, our experiences come from our subconscious mind. That's when it's formed. And so a lot of the experiences that are held in the subconscious mind are really not our own experiences. They're our parents, our grandparents, our culture, our religion. You know, a lot of shoulds, woulds, coulds are brought up for people during this time in their life, how they're supposed to behave, how a real, you know, a lot of times little boys are taught that they're not supposed to cry and show emotion, and little girls are taught, you know, to be quiet and not speak what's going on with them. So we want to strengthen that for everyone, like purposeful communication for everybody on this planet and in the universe, and just strengthening that right now as an energetic shift here for everyone. And so, you know, we have to take a quick break here in a couple minutes. And, you know, I just wanted to say to people that if you want to call in and you have an issue in any area of your life, quite often our physical issues will show up in, you know, in our bodies because of emotional or psychological or mental issues that come up for us. And that's what we want to point out to people today, that our physical body will quite often show these this imbalance. And we'll get into that a little bit more about how to balance these energies within ourselves, you know, when we come back after this next break. You are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio with Colette Marie Steffen and my guest today, Feel Free. When we return, we will share more ways to share energy and to move it. You can call in 1-800-930-2819 to make more shift happen.
Awaken to your radiant, authentic self. For over 15 years, Soul Purpose Advocate Nancy Monson has been focused on leading change in the lives of those looking to live their true purpose. She is devoted to supporting people in living a soul-directed life every day. Let Nancy help you overcome fear, worry, and doubt. Visit everydayspirituality.com to learn how Nancy can be your Soul Purpose Advocate.
Do you want to achieve your goals? Do you want to strengthen relationships with others? Do you want to improve your financial status? Colette Marie Steffen is partnering with Mark Kettenbach to bring you an energetic upgrade online experience. Unfold and develop your full potential. Visit energeticupgrade.com today for more information. That's energeticupgrade.com.
Hi everyone, this is Dr. Pat. The ancient Inca root vegetable maca is world-renowned for its wide array of health benefits. As a family-run company of true maca specialists, the maca team's mission is to provide you with fresh, organic, premium-quality maca powders at a fair price. Amazing. All of the products are always organically grown, fair-traded, GMO-free, fresh, and potent. So don't take my word for it. Experience the life-changing benefits of maca today. Visit themacateam.com.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit the fearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
A word of caution, if you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
Almost everyone at some time in their lives ask themselves, what am I? Most of our questions are ego-generated and simply don't address the problem of our false self. It's time to relax your ego and embody your soul. Dr. Dan Cohen, neurologist, inventor, and author, has created tools to awaken, a new way to transform from who you thought you were into what you truly are. Visit toolstoawaken.com today.
1230 WBLQ. We're back on The Truth is Funny with Colette Marie Steffen and my guest today, Feel Free. Phil, before we continue, I just want you to share your contact information in case people want to get in touch with you.
Sure. whatphil@hotmail.com. whatphil@hotmail.com.
Awesome. So we do have a caller on the line. So before we were going to get into the problems that it causes actually in the physical body when people are imbalanced in their left to right side. But before we really get into that, I'd like to take this call. We have Raul on the line from Seattle, Washington. Hey, Raul, are you there?
I am here, Colette. How's it going? Hi, Phil.
Hello. Hi. It's going really well. It's been super busy for me. My Tales from the Vector.com site is going to have the paintings available for sale in the next few days. And so I'm excited about that and just been really busy. I wrote a short story for a book called Life Sparks that's coming out at the end of August. It's a collection of 21 stories from authors to inspire others. So it's been busy. And
that's
so
awesome.
What, you know, in a good way. And so what can we do for you today?
I'm feeling okay. I am this job of mine. I think we've talked about this many times and making a move and things like that. This environment here at work is getting pretty bad, and I'm taking a kind of like a leader role, but I still want to leave this job. So I'm wondering somehow you can realign me or help me a little bit. And I'm you know, sometimes I get a little bit overwhelmed as well, just to make moves and get out and find a new job and things like that.
Okay, like I like to get just a baseline so that we can kind of understand how much it's bothering someone. So from 0 to 10, 10 being the worst, where are you on the scale right now with this job?
7.
7. Okay. So Phil, what are you picking up? I can feel you working away here.
Right. Sure. Well, before I say too much, I want to ask Raul what it is that you would like to do.
Yeah, that's a good question. I would like, I mean, my ultimate job will be like a holistic coach, some kind of a, you know, energy worker, like a healer, things like something relationship to that. I don't have it specified yet.
Okay. Oh, okay. So, all right. So for you, it's part of it. The main issue really is the thinking that I'm seeing. So the thought, like a lot of thinking is like weakening you in another way or words. It's like what you're telling yourself. So for you, a good starting point is looking at, are there things that you tell yourself like regularly, or is there like a common reaction you have that it's like every time something happens, you always react the same way? And it's, you know, and it doesn't solve anything, you know? So if, you know, mm-hmm. it's really for you identifying a little moment in your own life where you do that. And you say you want to be a holistic sort of coach or something like that. Mm-hmm. Well, that would be, you know, that's why I'm advising you to, rather than doing a lot for you right now, I'm telling you what to do, because that's going to be part of, you know, your training, I guess, for being some kind of holistic instructor, would be to be able to identify your own weaknesses yourself. So that's mm-hmm. that's a good step. And for you, just not to believe so much of your thoughts. If it doesn't have any resolution, then it's probably not the right line of thinking. So sometimes you need to change the perspective, and sometimes you need to change sort of the path of thinking that you're on and get on a different path of thinking, and that'll lead you to a better solution is what I'm getting. So for you, it's really okay. Adjusting the way you think and be much more solution oriented is what I'm getting.
Mm-hmm. This is like this. So every problem, is really an opportunity that's in disguise. And so we want to strengthen you to all the challenges that you're facing here. And I'm getting that for you, a lot of this is external boundaries in your authentic self triad, your body, soul, spirit. We were talking earlier about the masculine and the feminine energy and how when they're balanced and they come together, it's complete. Like there's an energy there that supports everything we do when we're in balance within ourselves. And so a lot of times what happens is we may start off in our day and we're in a really good mood and we feel like we're really going to go for it and we're having a great day. And then some little thing will happen. And this can be something very small, such as, you know, seeing a news story or just hearing even a song on the radio that has bad memories attached to it. There's very subtle, small things, even something like a siren, having a fire truck or an ambulance drive by, that will trigger a lot of people into like traumas and experiences that they've had in the past, and also what's coming up for you, experiences that you're afraid to have in the future. And so a lot of this information I'm getting is actually coming from outside of you. And when you feel the energy from the outside world, it weakens your internal dynamics and causes you to go into this reaction of hopelessness. And the hopelessness is kind of what can one person do? And so what one person can do is a lot. we're told, like, what can one person do? One person who is standing in their power energetically, that is balanced in their masculine and feminine energy, is balanced in their internal and external boundaries, and the forces behind that can do a lot. Because as we go through life as individuals, we are showing others, and our energy is affecting others every second of every minute of every day. So I was working on that on my end. Phil, what else are you picking up here?
All right. So just being neutral to the current job you have now, it's not by like hating it that you're going to get away from it, in a sense. So it's like you really want to, it's going to be actually easier to walk away when you really resolve the things that bother you about it. And that doesn't mean, like I said, running away from it. It means facing it. So it's like, okay, I don't like the stress of my job. Okay, so just being, you know, so being specific, how does it stress me out? And then, you know, if I don't want this, okay, why am I, do I continue to do this? So part of it is the transition is scary for a lot of people, to transition from one job to another. So it's part of that in reestablishing themselves in a new job and a new career or whatever it might be. So that's, you know, there's a lot of unknowns that goes with that. I mean, you don't know. It's always a risk. You don't know for sure if you're going to succeed or not and things like that. So let's just get a lot of that worry out of the equation. And we don't know. That's the thing. It's like we take our next step not knowing what's ahead of us a lot of times. We don't know a lot of the future. But nevertheless, it doesn't stop us from moving. So we have to keep that mentality with our plans as well, is that, you know, we want to be strong to our goals, our dreams, et cetera, and be able to keep moving forward in strong steps every day, every time we have a chance.
And Raul, I have a question for you. What industry are you in now?
I'm still in the restaurant and the bank.
So what you're dealing with is actually people who are wanting to be entertained when they go out and have a good meal and have a good atmosphere. And also in the banking part, you're dealing with finances. And this is an amazing training ground for someone who wants to work with people holistically. People you may have noticed at restaurants are either at their best or their worst a lot of the time. And so you are already, like, what I'm getting is what I call like transference of skills. So you're perceiving your job right now that you're in as being totally separate from where you really want to go. However, what I am getting is that you are gaining some major skills here about learning with people. I used to be a server, and my daughter also does that. She's going to school and also supporting herself in that way. And, you know, when you are in that industry, and you see how people treat others, how they treat you, how they treat, the environment around them, or how they're affected by it. We just want to strengthen that for you, that you can transfer the skills that you're gaining right now from dealing with people and recognize that that what you're doing right now is developing stronger skills for understanding people. And recognizing where people go weak or strong, and especially in a situation where you're feeding people. So the energy behind the food, the energy behind the servers, the energy with the clients, all of this comes into play. And so we just want to strengthen you to that, to recognize that you don't have to separate what you're doing now from where you want to go, that you are in the process. And that you are moving forward in this way. I just wanted to check in with you. Where are you number-wise right now on this?
I was actually thinking about that. I'm actually more like 4 going down to 2.
Yeah, you're becoming very neutral here. We have to take a quick break here. But if you want, Phil and I will work on this on the break for you a little bit and check in with you after. And then we do have another caller that we'll take after that. This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. You can connect with me at thetruthisfunny.com, at energeticupgrade.com. That is my program that I'm working with Mark Kettenbach, and our online program is out now. So if you want to know more about that, it's energeticupgrade.com. And then also my energy clearing cards are on talesfromthevector.com. And you can reach me on Facebook, Twitter, all the social media at The Truth is Funny with Colette. Call in if you want an opportunity to shift your life into better, 1-800-930-2819. We'll be right back to make some shift happen.
Do you want to achieve your goals? Do you want to strengthen relationships with others? Do you want to improve your financial status? Colette Marie Steffen is partnering with Mark Kettenbach to bring you an energetic upgrade online experience. Unfold and develop your full potential. Visit energeticupgrade.com today for more information. That's energeticupgrade.com.
Hi everyone, this is Dr. Pat. The ancient Inca root vegetable maca is world-renowned for its wide array of health benefits. As a family-run company of true maca specialists, the maca team's mission is to provide you with fresh, organic, premium-quality maca powders at a fair price. Amazing. All of the products are always organically grown, fair-traded, GMO-free, fresh, and potent. So don't take my word for it. Experience the life-changing benefits of maca today. Visit themacateam.com.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit the fearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
Get ready to rid yourself of all that is weighing you down and holding you back from living the life you want for yourself. Coming Clean, The Art of Transparency with Catherine Moss is a hit show for women in recovery who are ready to live life on purpose. Tune in and let Catherine help you live your truth one day at a time. Live each Tuesday, 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Get into it for 2016. Do you want more prosperity, clarity, energy, and balance in your life? Join Lynn Brown now through March for one of her amazing workshops, each focusing on a key part of living your best life. For more information and to register for one of these amazing workshops, visit LynnBrownEvent.com. That's LynnBrownEvent.com. And get into it this 2016 with Lynn Brown.
Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.
I am Colette Marie Steffen, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny. I have Phil Free with me here today. We are shifting energy for people. Feel free to call in 1-800-930-2819. We also have Raul on the phone from Washington. Raul, we've been shifting energy for you over the break here. And Phil, would you like to give Raul the last bit here?
All right. So, yeah, we're talking about masculine and feminine here today, and that's what it's coming down to for you. It's just like really integrating the masculine and feminine. So, you know, the feminine will be usually associated with most of us with the feeling side, and the masculine will be with the thinking side. So for you, it's too many thoughts, you know, and then like the feelings are kind of like squashed by the too many thoughts. So it's going to strengthen you to be more balanced. So it's like you could have a thought and a feeling, you know, more in balance. A lot of times, in fact, there are feelings associated with your thoughts, or there are thoughts associated with feelings. So, in a sense, you have a thought like, okay, I want to change career. And then there's a feeling that goes with it. Oh, like, oh, that's exciting, or that's scary, or that's stressful, or that's, you know, and depend, you know, so just being more aware of your thoughts that go with, I mean, the, excuse me, being aware of your thoughts and your emotions, I should say, and being, so when one occurs first, what is the thought associated with it? Or if it's a thought first, what is the emotion associated with it? Noticing that, getting yourself to that center place where you're really strong. And anytime you notice anything bothers you, just keep putting your attention back to your midline. That'll help you a lot.
Okay. Where are you at, Raul?
I'm going down pretty good. I'm having a meeting with the CEO on Friday, and I'm going to tell him a piece of my mind and stuff that they need to improve. So that's, I'm getting pretty excited about that.
Good. Yeah. And so let's get you strong to this. You are in the process of improving your life, and you are moving forward. And so if, in those moments where, you know, we have a little failure, so to speak, where we react rather than staying in this centered place, that very quickly, instead of reacting to the reaction is what's coming up for you, that this is really common with people, like they get triggered and then they have a reaction to being triggered because they are like, no, I want to stay centered. So we just strengthen that for you. Less thinking, more feeling. And you feel like you're at a zero right now. For me, it feels like you're ready to move forward. How does it feel for you?
I'm feeling good.
Yeah, I agree with good. You. Well, thank you for calling in.
thank you.
It's always a pleasure. And I just wanted to say that I've noticed your Facebook posts, and I love the information you're sharing with people. You know, it's really cool.
That's awesome. That's great to hear from you.
You're doing a good job.
Thank you, Colette.
Thank you for calling in. Phil, we do have another caller here. We have Rita from Florida, and we like to take these calls, as many of them as we can, on any given day. So, Rita, are you there?
I am.
Hi. Good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning. Good. I'm calling in regards to, I'm just getting over being ill for a couple of years, and I'm really in a good place now, and I'm, you know, but financially not because of that, but I have some ideas about creating a new business as an internet entrepreneur, and every time I get, you know, talking about it too much or thinking about it too much, I get so excited. I want to just squash it back down and walk away from it, and I can't get started.
Okay, so this is about the weakness that's coming up that I'm perceiving is getting started. And this is awesome.
Yeah.
Ask her how much it bothers her, by the way.
Yeah. You can ask.
Okay, on a scale of 0 to 10, how much is this issue bothering you? 10 being the worst.
Like a 5 or 6. Not horrible, but it's right in my gut. It's right in my gut.
So, Phil, what are you like, how is she going to get started on this instead of just thinking about it too much?
Okay. So, since we're talking about masculine and feminine, why don't we look at it from that angle, okay? Since I said there's masculine and feminine inside of every individual, regardless of whether you're a man or a woman, why don't we look at it from that angle for a moment? You, let's look at, you said excitement. Now, if we were to put excitement on the kind of, well, excitement really could be really, it could kind of go either way in some ways, but I would say predominantly it would be considered a male characteristic. And then your response to your excitement that was that you wanted to squash and put down your excitement, in a sense, or something to that effect. Is there any part of you that wants to squash men? And
Well.
Yeah, there you go.
Possible.
So that's the one. So, So that's so we're going to get your male and female balance. You see, so that's a lot of it is society, a lot of it is past or parents.
In the last few years, I've done a lot of male kind of work, and I've had to deal with men, and I'm not, especially in a, you know, we were flipping houses, and I didn't have the respect that I wanted.
This is a common complaint.
I didn't know anything.
And honestly, this is a common complaint that I hear from many women when they're renovating. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, if we have an expectation that there's going to be problems, generally those expectations will show up. And, you know, when I moved out here and I was, you know, traveling between, I was moving two provinces over, and Canada is a very big country. And I had two houses, one to sell and one to renovate. Before I even started that process, I strengthened myself first to getting the best contractor that I could get to get this work done efficiently for me.
Yes.
And to use his connections to have really good work done. And it was brilliant. He was amazing. Paul Gillespie is his name, if anyone's listening in there in Kelowna. an awesome contractor. And, you know, the people that he worked with, because he's developed this communication with the different, you know, tradesmen, et cetera, that he was very efficient in getting the work done. And but before I hired him, before I even went looking for a contractor, I made sure that I was strong in myself, that I really wanted that, and you know, that I didn't want to have the normal battles of renovating. And so we want to strengthen you to that, like this purposeful communication. And a lot of that, a lot of women do complain about this when they're in male-dominated industry, a lack of respect being shown to them because they're a woman and they don't, you know. And so a lot of this is really just miscommunication. Do you want to address this, Phil?
All right. Well, there's, I mean, you guys have been talking about a lot of things here. So, I mean, the miscommunication for one, I mean, again, let's look at that internally, you know, between the male and the female inside of you, you know, is there like, is there miscommunication that comes up as yes, in a sense. So it's like right now it's like, it's an issue of, wanting to contain the male side of yourself. And it's like, it doesn't have free roam. It's what's coming up or free, you know, range or whatever it might be. So just going to strengthen you to all that. So it's like the caged male side of you actually, or the wanting to cage the male side of you somehow. So I know that's
kind of
strange
on
some
level,
but
she
laughing.
Is laughing.
Yeah. So there must be something to it. You see,
people have a tendency to either laugh or cry when they're shifting. Laughter is good. You know, having a sense of humor about the whole thing is beneficial. You may have noticed that right now you're feeling a lot of relief.
Go ahead.
Sorry. I just was checking in with her. What number are you at right now? Has it shifted for you?
Actually, at first when he was talking, it went up, and then I think after laughing, it actually went down to about a three or two.
Yeah, you're slipping down into a one here.
Okay.
Phil, what's the last shift that you would like to give Rita?
Okay, so I know, hopefully, you know, not hopefully. All right, so let's just, the thing I'm noticing is, it's just like, it's coming from the desire to imprison men in particular. So just going to strengthen this. And it's just like, for you, it's just, it's not that you actually like men a lot. I'm getting, it's just, you have like sort of disconnected from that side of yourself. And it's just like, we're just going to reconnect it. And you know, once you get appreciate your male qualities and stuff, you'll appreciate them in men a lot more is what I'm getting. And for you, it's just appreciating not only the male, again, it's not a battle of one versus the other. You want to appreciate both. It's just really understanding a little bit. Okay. I have female characteristics. I have male characteristics. They're not in battle with each other. If they can work together, that's really how I'm going to be an integrated being. And that's how I'm going to be best interacting with other beings.
And by the way, Rita, what I'm picking up is these health issues that you had. that are becoming resolved are because of the work you've been doing to balance yourself. And so it's good to acknowledge that.
Thank you. I've been working really hard.
You're very welcome. Thank you for calling in.
And you helped me one time. So thank you.
Awesome.
You actually got me started on the path.
Very good. So you are on it, right? And so we strengthen that
yes,
you're in the process and that we can shift this for you to be even stronger in this. So thank you so much for calling in. We do have another caller on the line, but we have a quick break to take again. And so we will be right back after this short break. This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. I have Phil Free here with me today to correct energy for anyone out there who would like to shift. We'll be right back to make some more shift happen.
Do you want to achieve your goals? Do you want to strengthen relationships with others? Do you want to improve your financial status? Colette Marie Steffen is partnering with Mark Kettenbach to bring you an energetic upgrade online experience. Unfold and develop your full potential. Visit energeticupgrade.com today for more information. That's energeticupgrade.com. Get ready to rid yourself of all that is weighing you down and holding you back from living the life you want for yourself. Coming Clean, The Art of Transparency with Catherine Moss is a hit show for women in recovery who are ready to live life on purpose. Tune in and let Catherine help you live your truth one day at a time. Live each Tuesday, 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Get into it for 2016. Do you want more prosperity, clarity, energy, and balance in your life? Join Lynn Brown now through March for one of her amazing workshops, each focusing on a key part of living your best life. For more information and to register for one of these amazing workshops, visit lynnbrownevent.com. That's lynnbrownevent.com. And get into it this 2016 with Lynn Brown.
Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit the fearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
1230 WBLQ. This is Colette Marie Steffen with The Truth is Funny. I have Phil Free on the air with me today. I also have a caller, Jackie from Regina. Are you there, Jackie?
I'm here, Colette.
So you're from my old stomping grounds.
Yes.
How's the weather in Regina, Saskatchewan right now?
Yeah. Sorry, go ahead. Can you hear me still?
Yeah, I can still hear you. I was just asking you, how's the weather in Regina, Saskatchewan?
Oh, it's beautiful.
Good.
Yeah,
I'm
it's
glad.
Sunny. It's about 28 degrees. It's beautiful.
Awesome. So what can we do for you today?
Well, I wanted to ask more, like, and the topic is very real for me right now, but, and I feel like I need that masculine feminine balance. And I was going to mention that, you know, all the ailments in my body is the right side. So that's the feminine side you're saying?
No, that would be that masculine energy, the
right
side.
That's the masculine
side. So, you know, because we have a short amount of time here, what I want to ask is what's going on the right side of your body?
So it's, you know, swollen lymph node. You know, when I ovulate on the right side, it hurts. And then I also have a hip issue on the right side.
Okay, so we're going to take all those, group them together. And I'm just going to ask you, when you get in touch with, you know, the right side of your body, how much is it bothering you on a scale of 0 to 10, 10 being the worst?
Oh, it's probably like 6.
Okay.
I've been living with it for a long time, though.
Yeah, okay. So, Phil, I can feel you working away here. What's going on?
All right. So for you, let's just start with past trauma, okay? So it's really coming from your childhood. Let's get you strong to your experience in your family, to the experience you had with your parents, whatever it might have been, you know, and that includes any, you know, other family, people who married into the family, things like that. So we're just going to strengthen you to all that experience, take away all the grief out of that. And so you say you want balance. So same thing. So for you, it's not only left and right. It's going to be front and back. So it's for you, it's not just masculine and feminine, but it's the past and the future, really integrating into the present, into you, into the now, into your body. And then the top and the bottom. So for you, it's just like you don't like the hierarchy of the world is what's coming up. So we're just going to strengthen you that you're okay with anybody, any hierarchy. And then, you know, if we want to change it, we can change it. But, you know, we don't have to be angry about it, you know. So just getting the anger out of the equation, taking that and just really deleting it, because you don't really need that anymore. It's not serving you. And you can also let go of the grief. A lot of this is really hanging on, like, you know, a lot of this is like that you recognizing your own strength and recognizing that you can create the life that you want, to a great degree anyway, and to degrees that probably you can't even imagine right now.
And what I'm picking up is with the lymph node on the right side of the body, it's kind of like anger of the words that you are saying, have said, have been spoken to you by men, to men, from men. It's just coming up a lot of energy around that and a tightness there, a kind of a block in energy. So we just want to strengthen that for you, that, you know, you're not going to swallow your words anymore and push them down. And feel it's coming up, not feeling that you have the right to say what's really on your mind. So we're just going to strengthen you to that. And then also being able to feel from your feminine side the emotions, or it's coming up psychological, actually, a combination of mental and emotional issues that have come up in the past and that you have a fear of. Do you have children?
Yes. 13 and 11.
And a boy, girl?
Yeah, boy is 13, girl is 11.
Yeah, so a lot of what is coming up here is that, you know, you have a perfect example here of both energies. And mm-hmm. because of the great love that you have for your children, that you would be able to tap into recognizing that, you know, of course you want your son to be a strong man and you want your daughter to be a strong woman. And so that's coming up really strong for you when you know, watch them, see how they are living their life, and recognizing the balance actually in the dynamics between the two of them, and strengthening those for you on an everyday basis is coming up. So I just wanted to check in with you. Where are you number-wise? Are you the same, or does it feel like it's shifting?
I don't feel it shifting, but a lot of the things you're saying is exactly what's happening. You know, the past,
yeah.
future.
Okay.
I see this that. I feel like the past is coming again, and And the anger with the lymph node, that's so true. Swallowing my words is true.
Yeah, okay. So
yeah, it's all true.
At the beginning, what she did say is that she's been at this for such a long time.
Right.
Do you want to tell her how long it's really been?
Oh, man. No, I don't really want to tell her. Well, certainly, you know, from this lifetime point of view, it's been her entire life, really. So,
yeah,
I mean,
I agree.
Like I said, starting back to her parents' interaction from the time she was born or thing, you know, so we're just going to strengthen you. So right now it's like it's really angry at the way the dynamic between your parents, really, in many ways. And again, whether you're consciously aware of it or not, it's just like it's this anger that you hold, this grudge that you hold. And it's like, our parents aren't always the way we want them to be. And that's okay. At some point, if we can't draw the example we want from our parents, it's okay. We can look elsewhere. And for you, you don't need to expect your parents to be the perfect example for you. There are other better ones out there in certain cases, or at least when it comes to certain things about life. So you can certainly look elsewhere. And when it comes to relationship, I'm getting, yeah, it's like finding a balance, you know, that's what it comes down to. It's like a lot of times, you know, in this day and age, we're like, you know, we're concerned like, you know, about our children, you know, who they date and things like that. And remember, I mean, they're just looking for balance too. And so that's what, you know, we're just like, instead of like sort of trying to screen people, if it's a man, he should have a certain profession or certain status, or if it's a woman, she should be, you know, have a certain character, be, you know, look a certain way or whatever it is. And it's like, then it's like, you know, we're just going to strengthen that, just that every individual is an individual, and that, you know, what they find to balance themselves and the people that they want to interact with that you can be strong to. And, you know, you don't have to be so concerned about, you know, the relationships of your children. You know, it looks like they're at that age where they're going to get started soon with relationships and stuff like that. And you don't need to let all the stuff from your parents, like you said, or from the past, is what you said, you know, come up and affect their lives. They don't have to continue. They can break the change. You can break the chain and they won't be affected by it anymore. So we're kind of doing that right now. For you, it's also just like you're so used to being defeated that it's hard for you to experience joy. So we're making a lot of shifts for you, and you acknowledge that we're right on. I don't even know you, and yet I'm able to tune into your situation. So, I mean, that's a validation, but you have a trouble like acknowledging validation. I mean, if this doesn't do it for you, if some stranger tuning into your deepest issue doesn't do it for you, I don't know what will. So we're just going to correct you,
yep.
You know? So
it's true. It's hard to get to the joy.
There you go. You know, it's like, you know, it's just like, look, your faith in God, so to speak, is a little bit weak right now. Just let's use this opportunity. Let's use this experience as a reestablishment of that faith. All right. It's like, you don't need it. It's not really even a faith. It's just knowing, how would I be able to tune into this without a greater power at hand? You know, I'm not that much more, you know, I'm not more special than you. I'm just tuning in, you know, my abilities, and you can do the same.
Awesome. You know, we've run out of time pretty much here, Jackie. I just wanted to check in with
you
before we let you go here. Where are you at number-wise right now?
Okay, I can probably say 5. I'm dropping a little bit.
Yeah, that's cool. So we're just going to strengthen that for you, that your perception catches up with all it, because this is a lot of shifting for you.
Yeah,
so exhale.
Let it out.
And that's why I called in.
So, you know, we've run out of time. So I just wanted to let everybody know, thank you for calling in. Thank you, Phil, for your brilliant shifting. And we will be back next week, Wednesday, 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time. You've been listening to Colette Marie Stephan on The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Talk next week.
You've been listening to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The Truth is Funny. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com for more information. That's TheTruthIsFunny.com.